My next guest, we've been asking every week, putting the spotlight on the Wish a Mile Bicycle Tour, raising funds for Make-A-Wish. Will You Ride? That 31st annual Wish a Mile Bicycle Tour is right around the corner, end of June. You can do the 300, you can do the 50 mile, or how about just if you, as a kid, do a little bit to get involved and certainly get a little of exercise. Here we are, our final installment of this opportunity to spread the word. First time Wham rider, Amy Davis. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning.
And glad that you are here, Lori Herbst, Wish Mom to Brody. He's in the house. Jocelyn is big sister as well. And certainly you, Lori, and your family, Wish Ambassadors for Make-A-Wish Michigan. Good morning to you, Lori.
Good morning to you.
All right. And give me a shout out. Hi, Brody. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi.
Hi. There you go. All right, here we go. I'll start with you, Amy. First of all, congratulations. You said yes when you were asked to take this challenge.
Yes. Yep.
So what will you be doing, let's just say, the last weekend of July?
I will be riding 300 miles with my husband and a couple of our friends to raise money for Make-A-Wish.
Are you ready?
We're ready. I'll be more ready in the end of July.
So you still have time to train, because 300 miles is certainly, you can't. Well, some people can, but normally we don't wake up and plan 3 days of a fitness event, but this fitness event for a good cause. So certainly you'll have your mental spirits along with you. Thank you for that. And you know the importance of this as a child life specialist with Helen DeVos Children's Hospital, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Tonight you flash the lights, don't you?
Yes,
yeah,
we do.
That's
yeah.
Going to be cool. All right, Lori, thank you for being here. Would you tell us a little bit about your journey with Brody?
Yeah, so Brody was born with kidney disease, and when he was just after 3 years old, he ended up needing to have both kidneys removed and get ready for the kidney transplant process, and that's when we qualified for a wish, and Brody chose to go fight Darth Vader at Disney Hollywood Studios.
And that has come and gone.
Oh, yes. Yep, right. That was back in 2013.
Yes. What was that experience like?
Well, the experience was an unforgettable experience. As a family that goes through health challenges, your life is very structured and very much wrapped around what's going on with your child with a health issue. And our wish trip was the first real vacation for us as a family. But it wasn't just a trip. Make-A-Wish does everything to make the trip as smooth as possible. It's a little scary to travel with a kid who's had health challenges, and they take care of every little detail so that it is a very smooth experience.
And as much as possible, it's a free trip, for lack of better words.
It is. It totally is. I mean, they even gave us spending money to spend when we were at the parks and that sort of thing. I mean, they took care of every detail. Just even going through the airport, we were taken care of and didn't have to stress about the things we had to take on the plane and that sort of thing. So every little detail was covered.
Well, I'm going to talk to Brody here in just a minute. But again, what was it like witnessing the Jedi Knight training?
It was crazy awesome. Brody just loved it. He's kind of a ham, so he really got into it. And there were a bunch of kids on stage, but Brody was kind of front and center. And he got a chance to get trained by Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then Darth Vader and some stormtroopers came out, and Brody wasn't scared at all. Jocelyn also participated in the experience, and they absolutely loved it. It was awesome.
Great. Thank you for that. And again, I want to bring Brody up here in just a second. But back to you, Amy Davis, riding these 300 miles the end of July. Tell me a little bit about why you have chosen to participate in this fundraiser.
Yeah. So I've been a child life specialist at Helen DeVos for 11 years, and I know a lot about Make-A-Wish. And, you know, early on working in the PEDS ICU, was able to help certain families fill out their application and, you know, sit with children and kind of dream up these places that they might want to go or things that they would want to do for their wish. But it wasn't until 4 years ago when someone from Make-A-Wish came to celebrate Child Life Month with us that I heard about the WHAM. And I went home and shared it with my husband, and he pretty much that night registered and went out and bought his first cycling bike. So With my three children, I've been able to stand on the sidelines and make signs and cheer him on. He's had a cousin and a friend join him in the ride. And so it's just been a fun family experience to participate in. But standing on the sidelines, you always get that adrenaline rush of, you know, I wish I could do it with him. So it was kind of a, all right, now or never, let's start training and let's make this happen.
So your wish is coming true. You did say yes, Amy, to this ride. How are you raising funds?
Oh, that's a good question. We always start off by, you know, asking friends and family to help participate, sharing on social media what it means for these families, really sharing the family's stories behind it, and, you know, advocating that there's not a whole lot of fundraisers where 100% of that donation goes directly to those wish families. And so that's always a great way to share this message, too. But my older two children got really involved this last week with hosting a lemonade stand. We did lemonade, popcorn, cookies, and painted a lemonade stand and put some signs out and kind of gave away the Wish-A-Mile or the Make-A-Wish stars and bracelets. So they it was really a family event.
Awesome. Again, wishamile.org for more information. The let's talk a little bit more about the ride itself and the options. You're participating in the 300 mile, which is July 26th through 29. You start in Traverse City.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Start in Traverse City and then ride 100 miles each day. So there's stops in at Ferris State University overnight and then at the Grand Ledge High School, I believe, and then ending at the Eaton
Proving Grounds,
in the
Marshall area,
yeah.
Right?
So.
Now, you know, like I say, if one wanted to start training now, I'm sure there's time. But a more doable ride at this point may even be the 50-mile ride on that Sunday, right?
Yeah, so we would still ride together on that last day and finish at the same time at the finish line. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity to start training for something now, do the 50-mile this year, and do the 300 next year.
And, of course, there's a WAM Junior for kids age 5 to 13 at the finish line. Tell me about the Wish Hero that you will be meeting at the end.
You know, that's my husband would say his favorite part at that finish line, being able to see the, you know, child that they represent as your Wish Hero and have that child put the medal on you and your team is really an emotional experience, knowing that you've either been able to help them or someone just like them go on, you know, an experience or receive something that they've definitely wished for.
Awesome. Okay, I think I'm ready to talk to Brody now. Mm-hmm. All right, Brody, you participated as a little boy to the Jedi Knight training at Disney World. Did you go? What did you do there?
Well, like my mom said, I practiced with Obi-Wan Kenobi, and actually, I fought Darth Vader twice. Once, my first time was at the Wish Ball, but then my second time was at Disney Hollywood Studios, and that time stormtroopers came out. Mm-hmm. And
did you win?
And I won.
You did win? What was your strategy? How did you win?
Well, Obi-Wan Kenobi taught us how to strike. Like, yeah. Okay. And I kind of forgot what the pattern was.
Yes. But it sure worked at that time, didn't it?
Yeah. I was actually the last one, but I finished him off.
Oh. Wow. Goodness gracious. Why did you want to do this type of training at Disney World? Are you a Star Wars fan?
I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Like, ever since I was 3 or 4 years old, I knew pretty much all the characters' names.
If you could be one character, who would you be?
I'd probably be Chewbacca.
Okay. That's so cute. He's a fun one. Have you seen all the movies?
Yes, but we own all the movies except for Rogue One.
You can watch them over and over again, can't you? That might drive Mom and Dad crazy. But
and I'm actually excited to see the new Star Wars movie Solo. It came out May 25, so we're thinking of maybe seeing it maybe next weekend or something.
I think you will be seeing it next weekend. You've told the world that now. Yes. Jocelyn, come on up to the microphone here. You're the big sister. Yes. Mm-hmm. What was your experience like on this trip?
It was so much fun. It was so good to see Brody enjoying it and him having fun.
Yes. Tell me more about seeing Brody enjoy this.
It just made me so happy, and I was just so proud of him.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And you're the big sister, so you're the role model, right?
Yep.
Yes, awesome. Well, what are you doing this summer for fun?
Well, I'm doing a cheer camp, and I'm learning some new dances and cheers.
All right, you want to cheer for us? No, we won't put you on the spot. Thank you, Jocelyn, for supporting your family and your brother. You're quite welcome. All right, full circle. Lori Herbst, tell me, for that family who is just beginning their journeys with some challenges and perhaps might want to get in touch with Make-A-Wish?
Yeah, it's amazing for the kids. When kids have to face health challenges, it's a very rocky road, and they have to put some of their normal life aside to take on their health journey. And being able to have their one wish to either meet someone or go somewhere or have something is just a special thing that allows them to kind of put the health challenges aside and allow them to focus on something really fun that is special for them.
Awesome. All right. Well, good luck to you. Have fun as a mom to Brody and Jocelyn. And thanks for your time.
Thank you,
Brody.
So much.
Thank you, Jocelyn. You're welcome. Amy Davis, good luck to you. Again, if one needed to contribute to you and yours, I know wishamile.org is a good way to find out. Do you have any special ways to get in touch with you?
If they go right to that website, they can put in a donation for the entire Wish a Mile ride.
All right, thanks. Keep on pedaling. Take care. Wish a Mile asks you to ride for the 31st annual Wish a Mile bicycle tour. Take care.